It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening and welcome to Bath County High School Gymnasium. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Bath County taking on Round County this evening in a 61st district battle. Bath County comes in 5-12, Round County 11-6. District basketball heating up. This 61st district battle will go a long way to kind of determine how these seeds are going to work out. Bath County already has losses to Fleming County and Menifee County. Round County, perfect in the district so far. Tie with a win over Menifee. They have yet to play Fleming. Fleming County has kind of come back to earth a little bit. They lost a couple games over the last week, but still a loaded roster. This Round County team, very good, very skilled. They bring in a couple new faces this year. They've got returning players that have been 2-, 3-, and 4-year starters, and this is a competitive Sean Thacker team, much like we've seen in years past.
Yeah, they're well coached. They're well disciplined. They're fundamentally sound. Are they the most athletic? Not the most athletic team that he's had, but they have athletes. Mm-hmm. Are they the most skilled shooting team? No, but they have shooters. Mm-hmm. They play a system, and his system works well. You know, he can plug and play. He'll bring guys in off the bench that, you know, they may give up size or they may give up speed, but what they don't give up is heart and knowing and knowledge of the system. And, you know, they'll go deep on their bench. He'll go, you know, 7 or 8 strong. And not afraid to go into double digits if need be, and bring in quality players.
They're led in scoring by Colby Wilburn. He averages 19 points a ball game. Braden Myers, one of the new transfer kids here from Lexington, averages 15 points a ball game. Deshaun Watson, he's been their, you know, sort of their general out there at the point guard spot. He averages 10 points a game. He plays the entire basketball game, and he's always going to be on the floor. He's good on the defensive end as well. Weston Maxey, we're familiar with him. He averages 6 points a ball game. Jason Ingles, he's a good guard. He's a reclass junior, so you know he's the age of a senior, and he is a good ball player out on the perimeter. Christian Parker averages 5 points a ball game. Wickelman 2, Slade White 2. So that's pretty much their average. They average 67 points a ball game. Round County gives up 60 per. They shoot 77% from the line and 48% from the floor. So they're a competitive bunch. Todd, they have a bad taste in their mouth. This same Bath County team knocked them off last year in Zach Otis's last district hurrah, defeating them in the opening round and moving on to the regional tournament. Round County season was ended early for the first time in forever. They haven't forgotten that, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely not. And, you know, and you got to credit the coaching staff and what they did. They used Otis as a decoy. They knew that was going to be the leading scorer, and they basically just put him out there as a decoy and allowed other players to beat him. It was kind of the old Adolph Ruff taking on Pistol Pete Maravich. Mm-hmm. Let Pistol score all he wants, and we'll stop everybody else. It was the opposite of that. You know, we're going to stop him and make the others beat us, and that's what Bath County did. But, you know, this is a Bath County team. They're playing better basketball. They're starting to learn each other. They're starting to play within each other's type of games. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's kind of now in basketball shape. You don't have these guys that are still lingering coming out of football or 3 weeks late coming into practice. We do have Rennie, mm-hmm. Mo Rennie, is the way I was told to say his last name, who has become eligible and will be able to play, you know, going forward. How much do we see him tonight? I don't know. But, you know, he gives them a little bit of size and some athleticism in the paint. You know, we're gifted with guys in the paint. It's right. The ball handlers is what sometimes we struggle with.
Yeah, Mo stands 6'11". And, you know, like we said, we don't know how much time, if any at all, he'll get tonight. But if you can get him you know, moving forward, if he can be a piece that you can add to the mix, it's going to be a really positive for this Bath County team. You look at the Bath County side, we only average 56 points a ball game, giving up 67 points a night. So that explains that 5-12 record. But this team hasn't played a game in 13 days, Todd, and that is a long layoff. And Coach Perry's had a chance to get back in the gym and work with his team, obviously, and have some time, but that's a long time off.
But let's see what kind of magic Coach Perry's got. We know what Coach Collier has, is he had about that same break and pulled off a shocker. As a matter of fact, almost had it in a running clock in the first half against the Fleming County team that had took care of business over there. So, you know, hats off to Coach Collier. We'll see them in action tomorrow night as they travel into Round County. That game time for that one has been moved to 6 o'clock. We'll get on the air as quick as we can. I've got to try to get there. But this is a Bath County squad here that is playing better basketball. They're feeling more confident. And, you know, just talking to the guys, Coach Benson was down there. He came in, and you know, all the guys, it's just like, you know, he never left last year with Coach Wright and stuff. And he gave them some good words of encouragement. So hopefully that kind of corresponds into a good basketball game tonight.
This Bath County team is led in scoring by Taylen Sorrell, who averages 16 points a ball game. He's our general. You know, he's going to be the Bath County leader out there on the floor. And he's a guy that their offense runs through for sure. And then when you look at Brashear and Smith, they both average 13 points a ball game. Montana Brashear plays a 2-3, kind of a hybrid wing player. And then Jay Smith plays down low, plays in 4, plays in 5. Bath County's Braden Roosters averages 6.5. Eli McCarty averages 5. Both those guys are seniors, respectively. And then we go a little deeper off the bench with Chase Robinson, Eli Bradley, Preston Roosters, and Alan Bowling, who has started several ball games here for Bath County. Those guys average a couple points a night. The Bath County only scores 56 points a ball game. And Todd, if you recall last year in that district game, it was a low-scoring clunker. And, you know, it just, oh my goodness, 50 points will win this ball game. Well, actually, less than that, I think. It was like 46, 45 or something. But I'm saying that's the type of game that Round County is comfortable in playing. And that's the kind of game that I feel like if this Bath County team is going to knock you off, this is the game that it would have to be, is a low-scoring game. Round County does not run enough. Now, they may tonight, but I'm just going by averages. They run enough. They, you know, it's hard for them to put up 80, 90 points, but they can beat you in the 50s and 60s.
Absolutely. As we're getting ready for opening tip here in just a few moments, we're going to take an opportunity to go back through here, work with some sponsors. We'll have starting line some more when we return right here on WKCA.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
Welcome back here, Bath County High School, as getting ready for starting the lineups be announced. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. The Gemery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility,
and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today, a Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. Starting lineups for Brown County, they'll start Watson and Maxey, along with Ingles, Myris, and Wilburn. Bath County starting lineups currently being announced out there, but they're going to go with Sarl and McCarty at two of the guard spots. Your two forwards are going to be Roussis and Smith, and actually, I guess technically three, because you could throw Brashear in there as a guard forward hybrid. Probably plays more in the forward spot, but Bath County going with those as their starting five.
Yeah, this Bath County starting five, you know, will have to rebound. That's one of our Ira Kilburn opening arguments. They've got to handle the half-court and three-quarter-court pressure. Todd, if you remember a year ago, Bath County did those things. The trap, and I can just sort of remember it, with Wilburn out top and Watson out top, their quick hands, their quick feet, they split gaps, and then they're so good in the half court. They can play zone. They can play man-to-man. Bath County's got to be able to rebound on the defensive end. You can't give these guards second-chance opportunities. Myris has came to town. He gives them another offensive rebounder. He gives them another wing that can crash, and he's made them a really, really threat in this 16th region.
Absolutely. This is Brown County, Bath County. Both of these two teams getting set, tipped up. Maxey will be across from Brashear, carrying us through tonight's action. That's Brown County.
So Brown County's those traveling greens, Bath County in the home whites. Watson has the basketball to start the possession. As we begin this with Boeingsville, nice crowd has made its way in here on a Thursday evening. We appreciate you joining us.
Bath County slipped into a 2-3.
The Wildcats haven't played a lot of zone, so that's one of the coming out of Christmas surprises for us as Myers mishandles the ball out top on a pass from Watson. Watson missed a shot.
Got his own board, though.
And that's that defensive rebound. Bath County's got four. As McCarty and Sorrell out top on the 2-3. Watson faked the three, not known as a shooter, gets it to Myers. He can shoot it. Puts up a shot that's short. Rebound on the play by Brashear. Transition, he looks to push it, gets it over to McCarty. Eli puts down a few dribbles, Brown County out in the man-to-man, which they play a lot of. Smith catches out top, matched up with a mismatch of Watson. Over to Roussis. Braden catches the basketball, looking for Taylor, nothing happening. Down to Brashear, top of the key. 7:05 to go, still no score. Sarl catches, gets it to Smith in the paint. Nice little up and under, no good. He missed an open look. Rebound on the play by Maxey. He gets it to Myris. Into the front court, back to Maxey. Fakes the three, kicks it back over. They set up the offense against the Bath County 2-3. We're a minute and 15 seconds into this ballgame, still scoreless.
I was here when Brown County played in the UKC tournament, and they can play some ball.
Yeah, they're very skilled, and you know they're consistent, and they do what this coaching staff wants them to do. They have a blueprint, and they usually execute it. Myers catches it down low. Bath County doing a good job defensively so far. As here's a pass out to Ingles on the wing. He's matched up there with Sarl. Back to Myers, to the corner to Maxey. Maxey's going to be a difference maker tonight. If he can make those open jumpers against the zone, it could be a really, really big night for Brown County. Now, if he's missing those shots, it could be Bath County's advantage. Here's a pass down to the post. Wilburn gives it up to Watson through his hands. Now to Wilburn, top of the key. Gets into the paint. Jumper from 15 is bouncing twice, no good. Rebound to play by Roussis. He gets the ball to Brashear. So Bath County with a good stop there and a good rebound. Into the front court's Montana. Gives it up to Sarl. 5:44 to go here in this first quarter. Now out top to Braden Roussis. Now to Smith. Fakes the three.
Could be the first one to 50 tonight gets the win.
You're right.
Maybe 40 where he's going right now.
Roussis catches it on the wing. Gets it to Sarl. Into the paint. Puts up a shot. No good and no foul. Pulled out there by Wilburn. Giving credit for the block. Transition. Three on its way. It's short, and we got a Taylor and Sarl foul. And it's going to be a three-shot violation.
Pretty good free throw shooter at the line here.
Yeah, he's their leading scorer. He's their best free throw shooter. He's their leading three-point shooter.
Leading rebounder, too, isn't he?
Pretty close. They've got like five guys that average four. They really don't have a post presence in this starting lineup. They've got a couple kids they can bring off the bench that has some size, but as far as a starting group, it's guard university. First two free throws are good. Wilburn will get a third.
Think of Villanova and their NCAA run.
It's a good example. Free throw is good. Making all three there is Kobe Wilburn. 3-0 round. Bath County back the other way. Breaking the pressure with Sarl. Taylor gets it all the way down to the baseline. Kicks it back out to Brashear. Fox at 5-13. Brashear in the paint. Turnaround shot from 14 is off the window. No good. Rebound Braden Roussis. Goes back up with it strong. He's fouled. And we'll see if they call it on the floor. I think it's going to be out of bounds. He was not in the act of shooting. That's on Myers. So Bathcan is going to trigger. 5:05 to go first quarter. Trailing 3-0 here in Owingsville. Coach Matthew Perry relays the sign for a call. Looking at Sorrell just before the five-second count gets it into Smith. Chase back inside to Roussis. He was open just out of his mitts, out of bounds. It was a good look. Maybe not a perfectly executed pass. Chase a little tall with it, and it goes out of bounds off Roussis' hand.
I think Chase was trying to throw that one back to the pitcher and hit the second baseman on that.
Yeah, they advanced to the base. As Bath County back on defense in the 2-3. They kick it over to Ingles on the wing. He's looking in the corner. Nice job by Smith stepping in defensively. And Thomas hopes Jace doesn't stay in foul trouble out of the break. Maybe since Christmas he's, or since the snow break rather.
Well, I got a little inside information that apparently there's an over and under on how many games I'll foul out.
He's hit the over.
Well, it started out at 4.
Nice backdoor cut from Maxie to Wilburn. He catches and lays it in the hoop. It's 5-0. That was beautiful. They rocked the zone to sleep. Maxie the steal on the inbound. Puts it up. No good. Ball hits the deck. Rebound by Watson. His putback's up. And the layup is good. It's 7-0. Coach Perry needs a timeout. It's a 30-second variety. We will keep there. And Todd, this is exactly the zone that Bathcan did not want to get into. This is that danger zone. You got a team. They're not trying to push it. They're not trying to run you and gun you. But Round County has been so methodical. They scored. They turned you over. They put it back in. They get another steal, and they've set themselves up very well here with a 7-0 lead early.
You know, basketball is a game of runs, but, you know, Round County seems like they always get a run and keep it on a run for them. And they, every time you think you got a little momentum in your direction, they zap it away from you. And that's kind of what they're doing on the defensive side of things right now.
So 4:18 to go here in the first quarter coming out of the timeout. Bath County will trigger with a full length of 4 to go. Wildcats have yet to make a substitution, so they're still with that starting five out there. Roussis has played off the bench a lot this year, but he's earned these starts, any of them he gets. As Smith throws across the defense, it's picked off. That's a steal the other way. Ingles gives it up to Myers. He puts down a few dribbles, now pulls it out top of the 4-minute mark. As they move it around against the zone. Beth Kent just needs to stop, and we've got to get a bucket somehow. This Beth Kent team's got to break the seal. Wilmer missed the shot, rebound by Smith. Chase takes himself up the floor, crosses the timeline, gives it up to McCarty, right wing. Top of the key to Montana. Here's a give to Roussis. Bounce pass to Smith, top of the key. Nice look down low to Taylen Sorrell. Finds Roussis. Shot's taken. Bouncing. No good. Very good look underneath the basket. The Braden could not get the fall. Transition basketball's Myers. And here's the pass that's deflected out of bounds. Bath County will stay on defense. As Mo Rennie wears number 23, stands 6'11". Comes in for Bath County. I'm not sure how many taller players in Bath County history have come in, but 6'11's got to be up there, Todd.
Absolutely.
James Mayer was 6'9".
You say Sam Dye was what, 6'5"?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe he was 9. Crossing a timeline here with the basketball is,
I think he was 6'6".
Probably. Sorrell has it. Picks it up top by Rennie. Here's a bounce. Pass to him, top of the key. He needs some help. Gives it up to Brashear. Mo goes inside. They call the play. That came down 7-0 in need of a hoop. Here's a pass for any top of the key. Gets to the post. Nice no look. Laid in the basket there. Basaro. Great look by Rennie. Give him the assist. 7-2. And he's guarding Wilburn on the other end. This is a pass down low. It's deflected out of bounds. It's Bath County basketball. Nice job by Moe. Two good possessions in a row.
Just his height has caused that.
And he has good footwork. Good job of stepping in the passing lane and then Rapid County committed the turnover. Just making it back in a little bit of life here off the bench, a little bit of a spark. As Eli McCarty dribbles it out of bounds, he lost his footing. May have hit a slick spot over there, but once he started falling, he could not get his balance back.
February the 10th, a senior night. It's a Saturday. Just throwing all these things out here as I remember them. For the boys.
Just take notes at home.
Write it down because I'll forget.
Right. Over on the wing is Watson. Nobody really picked him up. And stepping out and getting him on his own here is McCarty. They go right side to Ingles now. Wilburn, open three, out top. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound, knocked around by Myers and pulled out on the offensive board by Ingles. His three on the putback is no good. Offensive rebound. Brown County, they get it to Myers. Tries to shoot over the big fella, and he's short. And Moe altered that shot. Rebound on the play here by Bath County. Saw crosses midfoot stripe with it. Over to Rashear. Thought about a three, didn't take it. They give it back to Moe at the post. Puts down a dribble, lays it up, and no good. That would have been a big bucket there. Back the other way comes Browns County. Still 7-2. Bath County not doing all offensively, but the entertainment values went up in the last 2 minutes.
What a lot of people don't realize is Moe's a lefty.
I just watched him dunk, so we really don't know what's going on here. And I'm sure Round County's, there's no scouting report, there's no tape. You just got a 6'11 kid that just caught the ball and drop-stepped on your best player, and it should have went down. But there's a pass to the corner to Ingles, inside to Myers, and that's just a total mismatch for Myers with Moe on him. They kick it out top of the key.
It's about like you're trying to guard Hank.
Right. Hank can play school. Clock's at 26 seconds. Over to Watson. 20 seconds. Back coming back. Just pulling the defense back. Willing to let them take a final shot. But, man, this has just got the makings of a Round County game. Low scoring. Methodical. Run through their offense. Play sound defense. Watson has it out top. Over to Myers. There's an open three in the corner for Ingles. No good air ball. And that's the end of the quarter. So, after one quarter of play, it's 7-2. It's extremely low scoring. I feel like Bath County's comfortable with that. Round County's control of the pace. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bath County Basketball here at WKCA.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Welcome back with 8 minutes in the books. The second quarter has just begun. Bath County has the possession. Trailing 7-2 to Round County, but man, that was a fun first quarter for everybody involved. Montana Brashear misses a shot, gets his own board. And we got a foul down low. It is on
Winkleman.
Number 12, Winkleman. He averages 2 points a ball game. Winkleman is a senior. Moe gets it on the wing. Out top to Brashear. Has a pick set for him. He uses it, now gives it to Moe on the roll. And a good job of stepping in and getting it. Moe steals it back over to Roussis. Braden goes to pass it across court. It's kicked out of bounds. Bath County will keep the possession with 7:36 to go. So Bath County's got Sorrow who's going to trigger. He's got Big Moe out there with Montana Brashear, Eli McCarty, and Braden Roussis. Ball's triggered in out top to Brashear. And he did step into the backcourt for an over-the-back violation. It was a good catch by Brashear, but his momentum just kind of brought him across. The coaching staff was lobbying for that call to go the other way, but that's not the case. It is a turnover, two-round county. But Todd, you're talking about a complete size advantage for Bath County. We may not have the perimeter play or the execution that Round County's got, but it's just a distinct size advantage.
Absolutely, across almost every spot.
Five spots, yes. Now what you do with it, you know, is the deal. As here's a pass back out to Lincoln with Tom McKee, who's playing with a broken nose, wearing the Will Perdue mask. Here's a pass over to Ingles. Corner three is on its way, and it's in the face of Russo. You cannot guard him any better than that. So 10-2, credit Round County for a good possession.
Patient.
Well, they were patient. Here comes the double team. They skip it across to Eli. Three-point shot for the answer is up, and no good. Rebound on the play by Ingles. Transition basketball to Wilbur. And Wilbur hits the deck. He was fouled down low. Mo blocked the shot up top in transition. But it's going to be a two-shot foul, and the foul is going to be
for sure
on Brashear. So Montana commits his first. So 6:42 to go here in the second. 10-8. Carries around here with the field. Free throw number one is no good. And this Round County team, they've won three ball games in a row, but they've got six losses on the season, so they're not without imperfections. It's just that they've been so consistent night in, night out. They had a five-point loss to Clark County. GRC's 18-1, if that gives you any idea. And it was in Clark County's tournament as well. It was early in the year, but it just tells you how well this team can play when need be. Making one of two there was Kobe Wilburn. He averages 19, 11-2 is the score. Crossing the midcourt stripe here is Brashear. Nice hand down to Mo. Mo wasn't ready. Ball goes out of bounds. When you get it that low with your Montana, you've got to go up for a shot.
And that's exactly what all the coaches on the side were like.
Yes.
Laid up. You like to see your players unselfish, but at the same time, you're that deep.
No, they
want
Mo. They want a Mo dunk. But we got to put balls in the bucket or something. It'll matter. Maxie with a turnaround shot that is no good. Wilburn with the offensive rebound. They kick it over to Ingles. He tries to skip pass back to Wilburn. Takes the three. Looks to penetrate. Ingles' corner three is on its way. No good short. Ball hits the deck. Pulled out of there by Eli McCarty. He gets it up to Smith. Now to Sorrell. Three-point shot. His first one is in and out. No good. We got a push in the back, but I think it's going to be on Jay Smith. And they got Mo. There's Mo Rennie with a little push in the back there to create some space that I don't think he really needed. So he is called with that personally. So as fun as it's been, Bathgate's down 9 points. So we've got to get a stop, and Bathgate's got to get something going on the offensive end of the floor. It's been just kind of a grinded out, and we've had good looks, but Bathgate just not been able to put it in the hoop. Round County, on the other hand, they've been their consistent selves. Myers has it on the wing, Cobblekey to Watson. Maxie catches it, throws it down low. It's picked off on a good defensive play there by the Cats. Coming out with it is Brashear. He gives it over to Eli. Three-point shot is up. In and out, no good. Rebound to play by Brashear. His shot's up from 17. In and out, no good. Mo comes down with the board. Smith goes with the putback. It's no good. And he's going to go up for two free throws. So that's what you got to have. You got to have that consistent crashing the boards, getting the rebounds and going back up with it strong. And you got to give Mo credit and Jace credit for getting those boards. So Jace is going to shoot a pair. Free throw number one is good. Shoots just a tick below 70% on the season from the charity stripe. Scores 11-3.
Smith now the second walkout in scoring column. Leading score tie now.
Second free throw is good, 11-4. 5:20 to go here in this first half, and we got 15 points between us. So nobody really setting it on fire offensively, but Ranke doing just enough. Here's a pass to the post, pulled out there by Brashear. Good job defensively. A bad pass by Round, which helped it. Smith, top of the key, thought about a three, didn't take it. And there's a reach in out top. Slade White's in the game now for Round County. They get inside to Moe. He's drop stepping. He's fouled on his way to the basket. And you got two guards trying to guard a 6'11 kid, and they foul him.
Crowd's going to be on Morris. All right.
Sorry, White. So that's Slade's first one. Beth County will have it out of bounds underneath their own basket. 4:49 to go.
Slade's known for getting a few.
As we got a timeout, it's a 30-second one. Todd will keep it here. Wildcats just playing with some momentum. Mo in parentheses there. It's opened something up for this Bath County team that I don't think we've had all year. And you've got a shot-blocking presence. You know, we were very similar to this Round County team. If you look 1 through 5 as far as size, speed, Round County executes better. That's why they're 11-6. That's why we're 5-12, let's be honest. But this may have closed that gap because you've got a big guy that can pass. You've got a big guy that's a shot blocker. And if he makes good decisions when he gets the basketball in his hands on the post, he's going to open up Sorrell. He's going to open up Smith. He's going to open up McCarty and Brashear on those open three-point looks. So I like the look of what Bath County's doing. Just got to keep it up, and we need to execute better so we can see how this team performs in a close ball game rather than a 7-8-point ball game, which is what it's hovered this whole time.
Absolutely.
Wildcats will look to get it in here at the 4:49 mark. It's Palin Sorrell. Finds Moe. Goes through his hands off a Round County player. Bath County will keep it. Steal baseline out. 4:47 to go.
Mo Hollern throw it up, and they threw it low.
Well, at 6'11", throwing it up is always an option. They get it up to Mo. Puts it down on the ground. His hook shot is up and good. There's his first 2 points as a gap. That makes it 11-6. And they did throw it up on that inbound, and he did catch it, and he did score.
Round County just didn't have an answer once it got that deep.
Right. As Myers passes over on the wing, we've got a defensive foul. So kind of riding his player across the defense, and that was McCarty called for that one. So rounds up by 11 with a possession.
I think they forgot to wipe the fouls off there for that first quarter.
Okay.
I think.
I think you're right. That's a lot of fouls, they're not. As ball goes out of bounds, it's going to go to Bath County. It was touched last by a Viking.
Because I don't have that many fouls on my sheet.
4:22 to go here in the second quarter. But you're right. That's.
I mean, I've got the right amount of fouls. I just don't think they clear them at the quarter.
Right. Brashear walks it up. And he has it stolen away from him. Unfortunately for Bath County, Winkleman stepped out of bounds. But he just stepped in and took it right away from the Bath County forward.
Well, and I don't think Brashear was expecting it. You know, you got a kid that's in front of you that's wearing the face shield and just thinking,
Will Purdue's not going to steal from me.
He's a post guy. He ain't after me.
And there's a steal and a layup by Myers. Sorrell tried to sell a foul, and it just did not work. Round County's pressing, and they've called a foul on Round County for flopping. As Winkleman just fell down on the ground and nobody touched him. One official goes to the other and says, "Did you see the flop?" The other official says, "Yes, I saw the flop." And they called the technical on Winkleman, which I think was the right call. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you see him fall?
Well,
did you see him get hit? No.
And Brashear was coming back towards him.
And the officials come over and tell the coach and staff he just flopped on the ground. And of course, we're on 16 different TV channels. Everybody's got a broadcast. Everybody's got a camera phone out here. You can go back and watch it. Free throw number one is good by Saul. Let's see, we'll get a second. Bath County will get the possession.
Saul, second free throw up and out, no good. Normally so solid at security strike.
Lookman comes over and says, "I tried."
You did.
But that was just a good piece of officiating because a lot of times you don't see it all. So all trying to dribble around this man. This is to the baseline. And here's a call out on the floor. It's a reach in. And that's going to be on Round County as well. And that's going to be on number 10.
Younger Morris.
And he is the junior. He averages 2 points a game. That's Gavin Morris.
So I think they played at either Madison Central or Madison Southern.
I think it was LCA. But, yeah, they're down there somewhere. Free throw is up and no good. I saw he missed two in a row. In a tight game like this, you got to get these to fall, especially from your leader. Taylor puts down a few dribbles. Second one's up. Second one's good. 13-8. That team needs to get back and stop ball. They currently do. Myers catches out on the wing. He's fouled by Bashir out on the floor. And I did hear the contact there, too.
McCarty.
It is what it is. So they got McCarty.
It's two on McCarty. Got him down low. The block up top was good.
Okay. There was a distinct smack, but I, like you said, I think the smack may have been down low. Free throw is in and out, no good.
Ball don't lie.
So Bradley and Robinson replace Smith and McCarty. Myers will get a second. This is the older Myers. This is Braden Ray, number 13. Second free throw is up and good. He got the roll. So back to a six-point Round County lead with 3:14 to go here in the second quarter of play. Montana Bashir has it. He's trapped in the corner, then breaks some pressure, gets it to Robinson. Back to Montana. Pretty good job there by the Cats, finding the right person. Montana dribbles up the floor. Goes behind his back. We got a turnover back the other way. Watson, coast to coast, lays in. And that's that pressure. The Bathay just did not handle the ball. As Montana goes back the other way with it. Lost his footing. Hits the ball to Sorrow. Over to Bradley. And these officials are really letting everybody play. Bradley has that top. Takes his guy off the bounce. Now to Sorrow. Tail in the paint. Puts the pass to a teammate. It goes out of bounds. It's had the right idea. They're just not executing it. And I think part of it is, you know, Motors getting back into action, really not knowing what Taylor's going to do with the basketball there. So he went to kind of feed it to him, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, and there was a Round County defender in between the two of them.
That's a
And
Motors
didn't have the inside position.
So an eight-point ball game. Matthew's got to get a stop. Round County has that ability to make some jumpers and to spread this out this last 2 minutes to play. Matthew's need to stop. Back door. Beautiful play. One more time, Wilburn for two. That's twice he's went back door for an easy hoop. 18-8, 1:59 to go. As the ball is in the hands of Sorrell. Over to Robinson. Now they get it over to Bradley. Bradley has his pocket pick. They get it up to Watson. Plays it up again. As Coach Perry calls a full timeout, Round County in the midst of a big run. They lead it 20-8. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball here at WKCA.
It's a brand new year, and Bath Ace Hardware is proud to bring you Bath County Sports. They strongly support our young people and thank you for your support of their store and their products. They offer tried and true brands such as Craftsman, Steel, Filtrete, Milwaukee, Traeger, Sherwin-Williams, and popular Ace brands. And check your Bath County Ace Hardware flyer each month for special deals. Come visit today, located on Water Street in Owensville. And always remember,
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Terry McCarty. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at Dutch'sAuto.com.
Okay, breaks the pressure. They get it up to Robinson. He scores an easy two as Mo Rennie had to help them break pressure, and he did a nice job of kind of orchestrating that possession. That makes it 20-10. Here's a three-point shot for the answer, and it's good by Wilburn. That's his first make from deep. He's one of the leading scorers in the 16th region. Preston Roos is in the game for the Cats, too. As he gets the basketball, dribbles it up the floor. Looking for Moe in the post, so we got a kick. And that'll stop the possession. That can reset out of bounds at the 107 mark. 13-point Raritani lead. Ball's in down to Brashear. Montana gives it out top to Preston Russo. Picks up his dribble now to Brashear. Inside to Moe. He tries a no-look pass down low, and it goes out of bounds. He was thinking Taylor was cutting to the basket. It's the right idea. But a turnover the other way.
And you just tell the two aren't on the same page yet.
But
and I stress yet.
But in 3 weeks, you know, what can this team be? I mean, it's really changed. It's changed my opinion of what could happen. It really has. Yes. Watson filled out the foul call there. He may have been hammered, but the call came in late. He's going to shoot a pair of fouls on Moe. That's his second.
That's our favorite call, too.
Right. So Braden Roos is back up off the Bath County bench. So Chase Robinson's giving Bath County some good minutes here in the reserve role. As Moe comes out, replaced by Roos. Still 14-point Round County lead and counting as they've got a chance to add another one. 38 seconds to go. First half play from Owingsville. Second free throw is good. Makes it 25-10. Wildcats looking to trigger. Full length with four to go. Saul looking. Needs some help. They finally come in and get it is Brashear. Skip pass across the defense. It's stolen. That's Watson's fifth steal. He's just stepping in passing lanes. Turning defense into an offensive break normally. He decides to pull it back out with 25 seconds.
And he's just content with using clock. Bath County's not getting anybody out on him or on any of these Bath County players. Just puts the ball on the tip. And at about 8, he's going to make his move.
Clock's 11. You're right. Myers takes it. Skip pass across the defense to Ingles. Now to Watson. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Down low, a wide open Myers for two. And that's the buzzer, and that's the end of the first half of play. As they wave off the bucket, it was a Taylor and Saul shot that rimmed off from 70 feet. We've reached halftime here in Owingsville. Our score 27-10. Wildcats are trailing Round County in the 61st district battle. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If I told you adding BioRed Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioRed Plus products or BioRed Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioRed.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Welcome back as we reached halftime here in Owingsville with the score Round County 27, Bath County 10. It was a low-scoring first, I don't know, 12 minutes of the ball game. That first quarter was super low. And then in the second quarter, Brown County started to put some separation between the two teams. That kind of comes in 5-12, Brown County 11-6. Just to kind of give you some averages, this Brown County team averages 67 points a ball game. Bath County averages 56. And for both of these two teams to reach those two averages, they've really got to be more consistent on the offensive end of the floor. And I think a lot of it is the defensive effort by both these teams. I mean, Brown County has been relentless with their perimeter defense. The pressure that is being put on Taylen Sorrell, Montana Brashear, Eli McCarty. Every time a Bath County guard touches a basketball, they've got someone in their face, or they're being double-teamed, or there's some type of defensive strategy keeping them from having an open look or finding an open player. On the other end of the floor, you've got to give Bath County a lot of credit because the Wildcats are doing a good job of defending the three-point shot or getting hands out on shooters. The offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding has not been great. And that was one of our Ira Kilburn opening arguments, was the key of rebounding. And Bath County not rebounding, and some of these guards are crashing. So I can see why Brown County's winning ball games. They're doing it with crashing guards, Todd. They don't have the big guy. And even in the past, these last 3 years, they've had a guy 6'7", 6'8", that's in there pushing and shoving. They don't have that. They're just completely, hey, we're going five out, and we're going to try our best to rebound the best we can. And that's how Bath County's – now, that's what Bath County's been up against this whole game.
Absolutely. I've lost one of my main somewhere. I do have stats from the first half of play. Brown County was 41% from the floor, 9 of 22. 2 of 9 behind the arc for 22%, and 7 of 9 from charity stripe for 78%. Other side of things, Bath County shot 23% from the floor and 3 of 13. 0 of 3 behind the arc for 0%. 4 of 6 from the charity stripe for 67%. Brown County was led by Wilburn with 11 points. Also had 2 boards and a block to go along with that. 8 points, 2 rebounds for Watson. 5 points and a rebound for Myris, and then Ingles chipped in with 3 points, 2 rebounds, and playing with Pelling score, Maxie pulled down a board. G. Myris had a steal. Also, Winkleman and White played, but didn't stat any stats. Bath County was led in scoring by Taylen Sorrell with 4 points. 2 points for Chase Smith, also Chase Robinson, and Mo Renning chipped in with 2. Mo had 2 points, a rebound, and a steal. Bath County's leading rebounder was Brashear with 3 boards, 2 steals, 2 rebounds for Braden Roussas. He didn't score. McCarty didn't score, also had a rebound. Playing but failing to score was Bradley and Preston Roussas, and that rounded out the Bath County stats from that first half.
Yeah, Todd, moving forward, you know, this second half of play, it's going to be imperative for Bath County to continue to get stops on the defensive end of the floor. You can't let Round County just efficiently score from 3. They're finding open players. The two plays that have really bothered me are the backdoor cuts by Wilburn, because when he's cutting backdoor, he's wide open, and nobody's really recognized him, and it's been a problem. And it's led to some runs. And what they're doing is, Round County team, they pressure you half court and three quarter court on misses. So when they make, they are on you full court. And I think Bath County's got to realize that, hey, if we play better defensively, the amount of pressure we're going to face the other way is going to be much more minimal. And I think that's got to be the conversation at halftime, is if we get some stops, the pace of this game changes, because they really sped Taylor up there a couple times, and I thought he turned it over just because of the pressure. And I feel like that Montana did the same thing. And we're talking about their two best ball handlers. So if they're turning it over, it's probably lights out for us as a team, because those guys handle the ball probably 40% of the time. So this second half, we need a better second half out of Jay Smith. He needs to shoot it. He needs to find looks. And, you know, we're going to have Mo in there, and he's got to continue to look to catch the ball. He got kind of sloppy with it in the second quarter. He had a couple turnovers and a couple cheap fouls. He can clean that up probably moving forward. Can he clean it up in an 8-minute break? I'm not sure. But, Todd, you've got to be happy with the potential of this roster. We knew in the beginning of the year, a couple of these guys, if they were to get eligible, this team could be super dangerous. This Bath County team was ranked 3rd in the region in 2 different preseason publications, because of some transfer students that could or could not be eligible. They were assuming they would be eligible. Well, one of them has gotten eligible, and he's one of the better players of the group. And you can tell it's an immediate impact because Mo is, you know, he got the ball in as a guard, dribbled six dribbles, found a wide-open player before for a layup a moment ago, and it was Chase Robinson. So not many guys in the United States at 6'11 can do that. And we got one here at Owingsville. I'm not saying he's one of the best big men in the country, but I'm saying he's got a skill set that we haven't seen here. And it's very interesting. And hopefully he makes the players around him better, continues to be a good teammate. And this Wildcat team just enjoys being competitive. But right now this game's not competitive. It's 27-10. We'll see how it works out. We're going to head back to the studio here. Another quick word. We'll have the third quarter after this. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Welcome back as we start the third quarter of basketball here from Bath County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits.
Maybe our shooting will heat up like this gym has. It's hot in here.
It's got warm. It truly has. As Round County will have the basketball to start quarter number three, as Braden Myers plays a guard spot, and he's really added to this team. Not a big kid, but he's a scoring threat and a wing player. Eagles catches, gives it to Wilburn. Here's a kick over to Maxey. His three-pointer is over the wing. No good. Rebound to play by Taylen Sorrell. Taylen crosses the midcourt stripe, keeps his dribble alive, spins, puts it up, and they're calling a travel. It just looked kind of awkward.
And it was.
And it, you know, more than anything, it looked awkward, and it was. And that's why the call was made on the travel. I'm not sure it traveled, but it just looked weird. Taylen kind of got out of control. A good job defensively, and good defensive play makes you look weird sometimes. As Wilbur gets in the paint, shots it from 15. Good. We got a foul, too.
So to count this basket, because this wasn't.
They're counting the basket.
Who made that?
Wilbur. So Round County will get a possession. 29-10. 7:19 to go third quarter.
Charles going to get a foul.
As Wildcats will stay back on defense as there was a deflection on the inbound pass. Watson looking. Gets into Myers. Skip pass out top to Ingles. Three-point shot from deep. No good off the back iron. Rebound pulled in by Roussis. He gets it up the floor quickly. To Rashear, over to the corner. Eli, three is up. No good. Rebound, Deshaun Watson. That thing had two guys jockeying with him for position, but he got it. Over to the wing, three-point shot from Maxey, and he makes it. Makes it 32-10. Ball's inbounded to McCarty. They get it to Smith in transition. Takes it and misses a shot. Roussis goes with a putback, and he's fouled on his way back up. He'll get some free throws. And quietly, Roussis is back to his best free throw shooter on the season. And he shot quite a few of them, too.
Quietly. Speaking of quietly, baseball season sneaking up. Middle of February, players report. Practice start.
We've been doing some off-season voluntary stuff. We played basketball today. We've been playing basketball one day a week, and Todd, you talk about entertainment. Shot number two is up, bouncing. No good. Rebound Smith. His putback is no good. He thought he was fouled. The student section thought he was fouled. Got Case Watson back the other way. Maxie, three-point shot is on its way. Short. Rebound Myers. He goes back up with it. No good, but he'll shoot two. Pate just not getting the good position we were getting earlier in the ball game, and not defensive rebound. But it's been a good conditioning thing. We did it a couple of years ago with the baseball players playing basketball one day a week, and it's been a lot of fun. Of course, we've been able to get out on the turf. We've been able to go to the cage a couple days a week, too. But like you talked about, pitchers, catchers, position players, everybody reports on February the 12th. The same for the softball team. So Myers missed the first, and he will get a second. 6:29 to go. Not a great free throw shooter. Second one's good. Shoots 62% on the year. No Rennie back in for the Cats. Coaches play basketball too, so Cable Wright's the MVP of the league. That should be. There's a pass to Rucius. Get a pass up to McCarty. Leon has it deflected from behind out of bounds. Bathcutter will keep it. As they get the ball in the hands of Sorrells, he walks up across the midcourt stripe, keeping his dribble alive, being guarded by Myers. Good job defensively. 5 second count is on. Taylor gets a pick set up top by Moe, and they call the 5 second. So a lot of dribbling, but Taylor just not getting anything done on the offensive end of the floor. And nobody was really moving either in his defense. So 23-point lead, 6:02 to go third quarter. Grant Kenny back the other way. Shots blocked by Bashir out of bounds. Myers did not see Bashir in the area. Maxie inbounds to Watson. Deshaun Watson's been the point guard here for 3+ years. Keeping a dribble out of that top is Watson. Picks that for him by Wilburn. Kobe steps up, grabs it, three-point shot over Moe, and it's good. And as Mackay breaks some pressure, they get it up the floor to Bashir. Skip pass across the defense to McCarty. Now top to Montana. Got a mismatch in the post with Maxie guarding Rennie. Mackay gets to find it. As Eli McCarty misses a shot in the paint. All around Kenny for the rebound. Back the other way is Watson. Easiest layup of his life. That makes it 38-10. Coach Perry needs another timeout. He calls a full one. As we're going to take it as well. 5:02 to go in the third. Back Kenny down by 28. We'll be back in a minute here at WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Laura Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Laura Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Ware Gray Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Five minutes to go here in this third quarter. Bath County has a possession, trailing 38-10. Montana Bashir's step back three is up and no good. Ball hits the deck, gets rebounded by Watson. He's their leading rebounder, and I see why. He gets a lot of loose ball rebounds. Coast to coast lays up a good. Beckett did not stop ball. We got a 30-point ball game. Brashear is back-picked and has it stolen away. Coming out with it is Wilburn. As Wilburn is fouled by Rufus on his way up, and he will shoot two.
Got to communicate. When you're coming down the floor like Brashear was on that last exchange, you got to communicate with each other that, hey, there's a person coming on your right, behind you. And we just don't have that communication.
As Wilbur will get a second. Score 41-10.
Wilbur gets it back for a second one here. It's up and good. Hit them both.
So 42-10. That Kate Roosis has a basketball. Gets it to Sorum. Now Moe on the wing. Finds a nice cutting Smith. They have a shot blocked by Watson. There's an offensive foul, and that kid will get a possession.
Myers not happy with that call. He used that off arm. He pushed. And it was the extension to Cotting.
So Bass County will get the possession after they get things cleared out here, straightened out. So they get some condensation off the floor.
Ingles plays baseball for round, doesn't he?
He does. He was one of their better players last year. They got a couple of baseball plays, I think. Here's a pass over to Smith. Three-point shot the other way is good. So 42-13 with 3:54 to go here in this third quarter. Beckett just can't put the ball on the hoop. That three was nice, but we really struggled. As Watson back the other way with it for the cat or for Round County. The Cats back into a man-to-man. Watson goes right around the defensive score. Just his penetration, his ability to use his body in the paint as a small guard has been just lethal. Moe keeps his dribble alive, goes baseline, lays it up, and good. So you can see the ability. I mean, it's kind of coming through. Down to the corner, back out to Watson, fakes the three. Now to the best shooter on the floor, Wilbur, and nobody's within a mile of him. And he makes the three, making it 47-15. Moe back the other way with it. He goes out of bounds. I'm saying Moe touched it last. So Round County will take it over 2:59 to go. 47-15. It is all Round County. And, you know, Todd, this brings up one of the questions. Who's going to be the district opponent for both of these two teams? Because here's a three out top by Myers. It's good. He's actually better from three. As good from three as he is from the free throw line. Dribbling it up here is McCarty, and he's bumped. But if Bath County were to lose to Menifee, Bath County would be your four seed as far as the standings are concerned as we speak. And Round County and Fleming County have yet to play yet. So Bath County's staring at Fleming or Round right in the face. So it's, you know, you're going to get a good opponent either way, but it's kind of interesting because we're to the point in the season now where you start to think of those things, like who is your opponent going to be. Braden Roos is in the post. Shot's taken. No good. Just could not muscle it in. It was a strong move. And then Braden's called with a back tap foul. Let's see, reached in and fouled Gavin Myers pretty hard.
Yeah,
So Brown County will have it side out, 1:52 to go here in the third. 50-15 is our score.
Clock running.
And the clock is running, folks. Watson, fall-away jumper, good. Got it about 10 feet from the basket, then backed it up for 37-point Brown County lead. Song gives it to the party back door.
I don't know why we're going to use the story.
Hopefully we're on the air.
Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children.
And it's back down. Roger Miller steps in there for a moment. This is more of a chug-a-loo performance. This clock continues to run with a minute to play here in the third quarter. So a pair coming from their leading scorer in Wilburn. Free throw is good. That makes it 55-15 as Eli Bradley comes in replacing Eli McCarty.
Do we have a basket made somewhere in there too?
Probably. I'm counting the basketing ones on one hand, so. Watson did make a bucket earlier. Not sure if we got it. There's a shot made by Wilburn from the free throw line. It makes it 56-15. As they come with a substitution as Braden Birchfield, a senior, into the lineup here for Round County. Saul gets it on the inbound. 44 seconds to go here in the third. Taylor crosses midcourt stripe. He looks over to Roussas. Shot taken, laid up at the end of one. So that makes their score 56-17, a chance to make it 18. Braden's free throws up and good. As they have a short stoppage in play, as the officials come over to the official book. Of course, that always raises.
Guess we've got a Round County player wearing a different jersey.
It always raises the question of what jersey are we wearing? Or what number do we have?
We don't have a technical.
And it comes down to, a lot of times, it's an error in writing this stuff down in the book.
There's no 35 in the book. I took a picture of both books before the game.
Which 35 on their KHSA roster is Birchfield, but if it's not in the book, it don't matter.
Where they've got him in the book as 3.
Gotcha, and that's just it's a typo. Of course, Watson's 3. And it just happens, and you got to check that stuff out, and it's one of the last things that you think about as you walk into an opposing gymnasium. As Taylor makes the free throw, he will get a second. Second one's up and it's good. That makes it 56-20. 26 seconds to go here in this longest third quarter in history.
Bath County matched as many points in the third quarter as they had in the whole first half.
We had a little run there, scored some points. And one official starts playing, the other two aren't ready, so they're still trying to get this book lined out. So Bath will trigger, 26 seconds to go, 56-20 is our score. The officials get the book lined out.
Well, one official is ready to get out of here. What do you think?
I think a lot of folks are. Out top with the ball is Bradley, who hands off to Smith. Clock's at 15 seconds. Mo catches at the free throw line. Nice spin move, puts it up, no good, but he's fouled on the floor. And that's going to result in the double bonus because that's at least 5 fouls here on Round County. They're going to stop the clock with 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. So Mo will shoot 2. Ty, we haven't seen him from the free throw line.
We're about to.
Shoots that one right-handed. He's good. And it looked good. I mean, it was a legit.
Maybe I've got the other one. Maybe it's AD that's left. One of them's left-handed.
Maybe AD. Second one's up. Long on that one. Rebound hits the deck. Pulled out of Round County. 2 seconds, 1 second. Three-pointer to buzzer. That's no good. That one was missed by Slade White. And we reached the end of 3 complete. Our score, 56-21. Round County all over Bath. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Bath County Basketball, WKCA.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, no, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Morehead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmorehead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Welcome back as we start the fourth quarter from Bath County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Good crowd here in Owingsville. 61st District battle between Round County and Bath County. Wildcats on the short end of this one. It is a running clock that will continue as the lead did hit 35 at one point during that third quarter. As Rennie catches the top of the key and throws it out of bounds. And he missed a cutting tail and saw. So that is a turnover from the Bath County student section. So the lead is at 35 still. It will not go back to a non-running clock. So Bath County's got them. They've got to go quick. You've got to be able to try to make this score respectable. And we don't like moral victories. We don't like to talk about them. But a good fourth quarter here could leave a decent taste in your mouth going forward. Here's a pass to the post. Jump shot is up, and it's no good. Rebound by Moe up above everybody. Off of the Winkleman miss. They get it down low to Smith, and there's a putback. Little jam by Moe as he reached up and grabbed it. He missed a true slam, but the rim kind of stopped him, but he got it over for the bucket. We'll call it a 56-23. Back out on the wing. Into the hands of Winkleman. Hands off to Gavin Myers. Now to Slade. White top of the key. They go back door. They kick it over to the wing. Three-point shot's on its way. And no good. Rebound to play by Eli Bradley for the Cats. That shot was missed by Winkleman. As Jay Smith goes baseline, they're saying he stepped out of bounds and was fouled down there. He was fouled down there. So as the running clock goes to 6.5, 56-23, Wildcats will have the basketball underneath their own basket. Bradley looking to trigger, gets it into a wide open Roosters for two. Easiest bucket of his life. 56-25. Round County has their starters out of game. But Bath County hasn't played in 13 days.
And it shows.
Round County's played multiple occasions in these last couple weeks, and it is showing. You're exactly right. The jumper, and sometimes you can't help it with the snow. Had a team back out because of church on a Wednesday. I mean, a lot of stuff has happened to keep Bath County from playing games. As Moe gets on the post, he's double teamed. Hook shots up. Good. Not even play. And I wouldn't be saying that if he couldn't. 56-27. It's just a matter of getting within structure and helping these other kids know where he is and he know where they are. And there's a foul. Sorrow is hammered. He's going to go to the line for a pair. I kind of see why Winkleman's got a broken nose.
He ain't afraid to go after it, is he?
Absolutely not. He's kind of a 5'8 Will Perdue. If you can picture it. His free throw's up. Good. Of course, Taylor's a reclass kid, too. He got an extra year of eligibility, and he brings that leadership to this back county roster that we so desperately need. And it's games like this that are frustrating to him. And I know he wants another crack at this bunch, as that free throw was good as well. Back the other way is Round County with the basketball. Shot taken top of the key that is no good. Rebounded by Moe. He decides to take it himself at 6'11 up the floor. Breaks the pressure. Corner. Smith. Three. In and out. No good. Rebound Moe. Goes back up and in and one. Clock's at 5 minutes ticking. Beth had another bucket, making it 56-31. I think if nothing else, even though this is against Round County's JV or backups,
there's giving some confidence, if anything.
There's some positivity here that I think we can gather from this film. We've thrown a lot of film away this year, but this is one you want to keep. And because there's been a lot of positives on both ends of the floor. Free throws in and out, no good by Moe. Rebound on the play by Winkleman. As he sets up the offense here for Round County at the 4:49 mark. As White had it, now they move it top of the key to Winkleman. Now we're on the wing to Rose. That came to do a little better job in the second half and to play defense. You've had to go man-to-man. It started out in the zone in the first half, and it's not that it didn't work. It doesn't matter what you're in, you're not scoring points. As there's a three-pointer for Winkleman on the baseline, making it 59-31. Sorrow for the answer the other way. In and out, no good. Nice block out by White. Back the other way. Three-point shot, Winkleman again, and it's good again. 62-31. Now County doubling up back. 4 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter of play. Pass inside to Moe. Puts down a dribble. Shot taken. And one. Once again, he's going up against smaller defenders, but Round County doesn't have anyone any taller than what they have on the floor right now. So we've just got to hope these final 3 weeks of this season results in this Bath County roster gelling and just putting it together. Moe's free throw is good, making it 62-34. With 3:40 to go here in this fourth quarter of play. Moe guarding the point guard. As White dribbles down the floor, they take it away for a moment, then he gathers it back. Back the other way, Round County, shots missed. White comes up with the offensive rebound. And there's a three-pointer that is good. And that was made by Braden Birchfield. That makes it 65-34. Back the other way, Bad County. Taylor's off the answer with a three. No good. Winkleman comes back the other way, over to Birchfield. His three-point shot is up, nearly banked, but it's no good. Rebound Birchfield, kicks out to a teammate. And everybody's trying to get in the newspaper. There's a shot from 10 feet that's good by Hayden Goldberg. And he's a senior on this Round County roster as well. Looks like Goldberg's bleeding from his lip. He comes out of the game. And they're replacing him with Jonathan Thacker. So 67-34. We do have a stoppage of the clock. The running clock isn't running anymore. So I'll go there and punch it.
Well, it'll run, but they've stopped it for an injury.
I'm joking. They get the ball in to Bradley. Now to Robinson. Now to Taylor. Over to Roosis. Braden puts up a shot that's no good. Kind of falling away from the basket. Had a couple hands in his face. Winkling back the other way for Round County. Goes down to the corner to Rose. He's not in the scoring book yet. Clock's at 2:20. 67-34. Three-point shot out top is in and out, no good. Missed by Rose. Rebound the play by Moe. He gives a pass up the floor that's stolen away by Rose. He's going to take it coast to coast and lay it in. 69-34. 1:57 to go here in this fourth quarter. Moe has it top of the key. Kicks it over to Robinson. And he's out to Bradley with it. Robinson shoots a three from the wing, and it's good. There's a substitution timeout that we'll keep right here. 69-37. Got 1:42 to go in this fourth quarter. It's hot, if nothing else. It's been interesting, right? Would you say?
Absolutely.
And normally in a 69-37 Round County game, you think this is not interesting at all. Let's get out of here. But just the fact that Moe has come in, and you know, he's in pretty good shape. And we weren't sure about that. You know, I know he had hurt his back on Tuesday in practice. And not even sure if he practiced yesterday physically, could. And he comes out tonight, and really, when the lights came on, he played well. He came in probably 3 or 4 minutes into the game and has performed for this Bathgate team. So I think that gives us some hope. The guards have got to step it up. And I think moving forward, the guards have got to put this team on their back. You know, this isn't Moe's team. It's Talon and Montana and Jace at a 4 spot. Those guys have to put this team on their back if that kind of is to knock somebody off in the district. But I tell you what, with the physicality this team can play with and the ability that we have now, it's possible. As Round Kenny moves around the horn, with guys in there we haven't seen tonight, they move around to the wing. There's a 3-point shot on its way, but short. Rebound on the play by Robinson. That's on a Wyatt Stone miss. Sloan, rather. 3-point shot by Taylor, back the other way. Missed everything. Bradley saves it in to a Round County player. And as they push it up the floor, that one's out of bounds. It was touched last by Will Jones.
Barry Toy still got it.
He snatched that one up.
As the clock continues to run, substitutions are made. Bath County brings Cooper Cox into the game. Also, Bashford is in the game for the first time for the Cats. Isaac Urey. Cox at 23 seconds. We took about 40 seconds off the clock here to get the ball inbound. And they finally get it in. Cox at 10 seconds. Bashford has it. Over to Cox. Skip pass across the defense to Robinson. Down low, wide open. Urey for two.
That's the ball game.
That makes the final score 69-39. That's Bathgate Falls to Round County. Bathgate Falls to 5-13 on the season. Round County improves to 12-6 with this win here in Owingsville, a road district game for them. So we'll take a quick break, get back to the studio. We'll have the players of the game and much, much more with our final stats. You're listening to Bathgate Wildcat Basketball. Go to your home of the Wildcats, WKCA.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Welcome back to the friendly confines of Bath County High School Gymnasium. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Wildcats fall tonight. Big to Round County, 69-34. As Wildcats do fall to a record of 5-13. Bath County hadn't played in 13 days, and I know the weather played a big role in that. We had some cancellations as well. And when you come back after a layoff with an opponent that is as qualified as Round County, there is an opportunity and a chance that this can happen. And, you know, I'm sure that Coach Perry had a lot of good practices, and I've got some ball players that are on the basketball team that they talk about the hard practices, the good practices, we're doing the right stuff. It's just a matter of us executing when the lights come on. And tonight, Bath County just was not able to take care of business as time went on. So it was a tough loss. It was a tough one to swallow. And hopefully moving forward, adding Mo, if he indeed can continue to contribute like this, it's going to help this team. Braden Roussis is in a starting role tonight. And, you know, Braden has been the sixth man this entire season. And to see him come into this game as a starter, I feel like he's deserved that right. And then I felt like Mo was comfortable coming in as a reserve because, you know, he's hadn't been here. And it was a good performance by him. You can tell he's kind of a man among boys out there because he can handle it enough and he can create his shots enough. And I'm pretty proud of the performance that he put on. Now, we're a little bit, you know, our guards are just a little bit slow tonight on offense and defense. I thought they split our passing lanes. I thought that Round K did a really good job when they had the basketball, finding the cutters, the open players. There's things that Bath County has to do if we're going to be able to match a Round County or a Fleming County in a district tournament game. Now, does this change the complexion of the Menifee County game? It sure does. Menifee was a 50-50 opponent. Now I feel like if Bath County can execute, it gives us an advantage in that ball game. And can it help a couple weeks from now if we were to face one of these teams again? I'm going to be honest with you, yes. It gives Bath County a puncher's chance against a really, really good Round County or Fleming County team moving forward. And Todd, I know you went through some stats here. It was all Round County. They were able to dominate on the defensive end of the floor. They dominated offensively, and they deserve this game. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, it's a team that is pushing for a regional tournament bid. They feel like they can make a regional tournament run. They're playing the regional tournament in their hometown. You know, there's a lot of things that Round County feels this team is capable of doing. It's the same roster that they've had the last couple of years. Just add the Myers brothers. And it really makes things different because, Braden Myers can score. And it gives them another option. They still don't rebound particularly well from the post spot. They really don't have to because of the five out that they play. But it's all in all a good performance from them. They're just business as usual. Bath County's a team that's got to grow. Got to improve. We've got excuses, but those excuses are going to dwindle, and there's going to be less and less. As Coach Perry's making his way up, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back as our post-game show continues here at WKCA, joined by Coach Perry. And Coach, it's one of those games we didn't play well. We didn't particularly start off well, and I think that got us in a bind. And we didn't get the looks. We gave them some open looks. But at the same time, I know there's some positives you're going to be able to take from this film. Just talk about tonight's game overall.
Well, you know, our kids have battled all year. They played tremendously hard. I can't take anything away from our kids. Sometimes, you know, we get shots and we try to make the extra pass and try to be unselfish. And I'm trying to convince these guys that, you know, anytime you're below the free throw line, an additional pass is an opportunity for another turnover. But they're trying to get their teammates involved. And, you know, that's a good thing. So, I can take that. But, you know, we've got a score. They're a good basketball team. They're probably top three or four in the region. They defend They defend tremendously on every possession. They don't take any plays off. You know, we've got to get to that point. I thought our zone was pretty good early on. We just couldn't, you know, down here on the offensive end, we can't get in a rhythm and we can't get in any continuity. And we, you know, we struggle to score. We get opportunities. We just didn't finish. But, you know, it's a long season. There's still opportunity for this team to continue to gel, come along the right way. Hopefully, like I said, you know, a lot of things can happen in the next 12 to 13 games.
Well, and tonight you were talking about the unselfishness. We passed up a couple really good looks. And I think, you know, we were trying to get Mo a dunk. We were trying to get somebody an open layup. If you're at the rim, you got to score.
Exactly.
We looked down at you guys. Every one of y'all had your hand in the air, shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
And you got to commend the guys for wanting to get people involved. But you're right. It's one of those things. We got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, and that's when we need to score.
Well, you got to know when your opportunity arises, and you got to take advantage of it. And like I said, I compliment the unselfishness, but the problem is you're turning down a good one to try to get a shot that may not necessarily be there. But, you know, our kids have battled all year. And like I said, you know, we just keep coming back day in, day out, working harder, trying to find ways, trying to clean things up. If we can do that, maybe at district tournament time, you know, we might be playing at our full strength and have continuity and be where we need to be, have a chance to knock somebody off.
Well, we add Mo to the mix, and you know, I know he's practiced with you guys, you know, the entire off season, and you know, he looked comfortable at times, and you know, he's 6'11", but he has some handles, and I thought that he got other guys involved, and we were looking for him, and he took the ball himself and scored at times down low, and that's got to add another option.
Well, we've got to get to where we handle a press effectively, and the way we do that is we may have to put our size in the middle and just throw it up to him and let him, you know, and allow him to be the playmaker. But like I said, I don't want to take anything away from our kids. I thought our kids played really hard. You know, they're great kids. Like I said, I just hope and pray that over the next 2 to 3 weeks, we can continue to get better and have a chance at district tournament time.
Coach had a big layoff, too. You know, the snow break, cancellation on games. And I know that doesn't do you any favors. You'd love to be out here on the floor.
Well, we need to be playing just from a continuity standpoint and just from getting in the routine of getting up and down the floor. You know, practice is good, but sometimes you need live play just to keep, you know, in the rhythm. And like I said, we come off the win against Fairview, and then we go probably 12, 13 days and don't play. And, you know, it's nobody's fault. It just is what it is.
Yep.
And you got to find ways to overcome that. And our shots wasn't falling tonight. Like I said, we had good looks at times. It just didn't go.
Coach, thanks for coming up.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
We'll see you along the way. Okay. That's Coach Matthew Perry. Bath County falls tonight by a score of 69-39. Todd's got us some stats.
I'm just going to give some dirty numbers. I ain't going to really do in depth. But as far as scoring tonight, Wilburn led off scores 23 points in the contest. Watson ended up with 16, 9 for Myris, the older Myris. Gavin Myris had 2. 6 points for Winkleman, 3 points for Maxie, 3 points for Ingalls, 3 points for Birchfield, 2 points for Gavin Myris, 2 points for Rose, 2 points for Goldberg. And that rounded out all the Brown County scoring. Bath County was led in scoring by 14 points for Rennie this evening, 8 points for Taylor Sorrell, 5 points from Braden Roussis, Jay Smith, and Chase Robinson. 2 points for Yulery. And that rounded out all the scoring in tonight's contest. As far as your Players of the Game awards, if you go back and you look at the opening arguments, Bath County didn't handle the pressure well. They turned the ball over too many times and allowed Brown County to get their momentum. They really didn't control the boards as well as I thought they could, and a lot of it, of the 16 points that Watson had, was breakaway layups on the other side of things. So as far as your opening arguments, Bath County guilty as charged in that one, thanks to our Kilburn attorney law out in Salt Lake. As far as your offensive player of the game tonight, I'm not even going to let Patrick speak on that one. It's going to Rennie. He ended up with 14 points. I know a lot of that was in that fourth quarter, but you know, going forward, what that does is that gives that man a lot of confidence and his teammates confidence that, hey, he can put the ball in the hoop. And he was able to step up charity strike, made a couple of free throws, and looked good doing it.
Offensive player game brought to you by R.L. Caudill Construction. As far as our Schwartz's moment, unsung hero, Todd, several people could have been called on for that role. Who you got?
I like Yulery. He came in there late in the game, got his 2 points, wasn't
hurting anybody at that point. But, you know, he came in there, and he did what you're supposed to. You get the ball, and you put it into the hoop. A couple of nods go to some of the other youngsters out there. But, you know, just because he got the 2 points in the book, it's gone wild with him this evening.
Yeah, Chase Robinson gave Beth County some good minutes tonight. I feel like in a game like this, you know, Chase is not as good in the up and down. We've talked about that all year. If it's a run-and-gun Fleming-type game, he struggles a little more finding his place offensively. In this game here, where it's a half court, let's run our offense and find the open shooter. He's our shooter, and he's able to put the ball in the hoop. You know, he's another one to keep an eye on going forward. It's not just Mo going forward that can improve and do things that can help this Bad Tan team. There's several players that I feel like are going to get opportunities, and they've just got to be ready to take them and make those jumpers and do those things. As far as our Downtown Athletic Club defensive player of the game, what are you thinking there, Todd?
You know, we had a couple of players that had a couple of steals, but, you know, Brashear didn't have his offenses game tonight, but he did have a block shot, a couple of rebounds, and a couple of steals. I thought defensively tonight, he played pretty good ball. When the ball wasn't going through the hoops, he found a way to make a positive for his team.
Exactly, and it's a good choice, and I think the game plan tonight was definitely slow the transition and the ball handling of Brashear and Sorrell down. And you will slow this Baptist team down. That's what happened tonight. We didn't make our shots. Guys had open looks. We just weren't able to take advantage of them. Bath County falls in this one by a score of 69-39. Round County improves to 12-6. Bath County falls to 5-13. The girls will be in action tomorrow night. Todd, Davey Moore will be in action here at WKCA. It is an early start, 6 o'clock. Tune us in at 5:45. We're pretty close thereby.
As soon as I can get there.
As soon as Todd can get there, they'll have the action. So that's going to wrap it up. Thanks to our listeners for making this broadcast possible, our wonderful sponsors for supporting us, and
Hannah back in the studio.
Hannah at the studio and everybody else that does their job pushing those buttons. For Todd Waits, this is Patrick Armitage. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owensville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Howell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owensville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owensville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.